www.radiotalkradio.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free right here at 855-453, 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything on Skype as well. We've got a Skype username. It's lrn.fm. Just send over a contact request. It will be approved. And then it'll be easy for you to get in touch with us on Skype at that point or from that point on. We've been talking about Kim Jong-un, the crazy North Korean dictator who has now put his own uncle to death. He's already murdered his girlfriend, and now he's going to murder, or already has murdered his uncle, or maybe that's still to come. I'm not really sure if they've actually executed him yet. But the story is out of The Guardian and also on the way some pretty shocking, at least I think for some people, studies that have been done on secondhand smoke and multivitamins. But
wait, secondhand smoke and multivitamins in the same study?
You will find out coming up if we get a chance. But first, more about North Korea, where North Korean Kim Jong-un's uncle, Jang Song-taek, who was previously apparently the number two to Kim Jong-un. He was at his side quite a bit and was seen as one of the country's most powerful men, has been denounced as worse than a dog and despicable human scum, a traitor for the ages. He has ostensibly confessed to planning a coup. He was plotting to overthrow the state, instigate disastrous currency reforms, and even dealing in pornography, so claims the state prosecutors and the state media. Now, what the actual truth was as far as why this man was exterminated is another question, because obviously you can't believe the North Korean media.
As I understood, they came and got him in a meeting, and the guy was completely befuddled by what was going on, and it seems just as likely that Kim Jong-un, the last of these, who's in North Korea, the last of these sort of cult of personality kind of dictatorships.
For now, until Kim Jong-un gets married and has babies.
But but North Korea is the last of them.
Oh, are you saying Kim Jong-un was the last of the line?
Are you saying there aren't other cult of personality dictators in the world?
Well, not
to
communist
this level.
The communist, like Castro's out of power, Stalin's not there, Pol Pot. I mean, it's just the ones that have their paintings on everything, mm-hmm. all that stuff. I
think Mao is still fairly prevalent in China.
His paintings, yeah.
Even though,
but he is dead.
Right, he is dead. But there's still sort of the cult of personality of whomever is, sort of operating China in his stead, trying to fill the boots of Mao.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. What about all the African dictators that are such bad guys? I mean, are you saying that
the
people in those countries are not brainwashed?
All
too?
I can do is, go on the words of journalists, and I've heard them say something to the effect
that he's the last.
That he's the last of them. So, if somebody, I'm sure somebody can prove it wrong.
I've seen the claim that Syria, Libya, and North Korea are the only countries in the world without a Rothschild-controlled central bank.
I've heard that claim myself.
But I've also seen that with other countries on that list. So it seems to be one of those things to where, people just make up whatever they want.
Agreed. So anyway, what I was thinking is that it could very well be that he got some coaching from somebody who really knows how to cement power, or at least claims, a consultant, a power consolidation mm-hmm. consultant there in North Korea. The North Korean power consolidation consultant said something to the effect of, what you really need to do?
Kill a family member.
Is you need to kill somebody who's who looks completely untouchable, who appears, to be, at the highest levels of government, and that will let everybody else at the highest levels of government know that, look, you can kill the most untouchable. Now, who do you think that might be? Who's the most untouchable? Give me a short list here of four people that would be, no one would even imagine for a second that you could kill. All right. Okay. And And Uncle Gotcha. So, which one of these would it hurt you the least if they were dead? Okay, Uncle. All right, well, let's do it. Let's close this deal, and I guarantee you'll be in power to a ripe old age, you chubby little effer.
So, in Pyongyang, the story from TheGuardian.com, people crowded around subway station billboards displaying the morning paper. It's because they don't have radios to listen to unless they're tuned to the state news channel. If you can get a radio in North Korea, it only has one channel on it. So there's a serious problem with information getting out there.
You could go on the North Korean intranet
if you have a computer, which not too many people do, as I understand it. So they were interested in the news. According to the AP, others sat quietly and listened as a radio broadcast into the subway listed Jang's crimes. The lengthy, bombastic, and at times downright bizarre report from KCNA quoted an alleged admission by Jang that he sought to destabilize the country, triggering discontent among the military and others. He planned to become premier if North Korea approached collapse and use illicitly acquired wealth to assure that the people and the service personnel will shout hurrah for me, and his coup would succeed smoothly. It also claimed he purchased a decadent pursued a decadent capitalist lifestyle, squandering at least 4.6 million euros in 2009 alone, including in a foreign casino, and deliberately hampered construction projects in Pyongyang. That's right. The reason why that hotel hasn't been completed for 20 years or however long it's been there,
almost 30,
is because of this man. Now they're going to finish it up lickety-split.
I'm trying to figure out how he was able to go to a casino.
Well, he was an executive. I mean, he was able to leave the country.
Okay.
Even Kim Jong-un actually went to school in Europe,
right,
as I understand it.
Switzerland.
So he planned to, it also claimed he pursued this lifestyle. He sold off natural resources, they claimed, at random, and committed treachery by selling off land at the Rason Special Economic Zone for 5 decades, it added, apparently in reference to a deal with Russia. They are using this opportunity to scapegoat Uncle Jang by relegating responsibility for all policy failures, said Leonid Petrov of the Australian National University.
Certainly sounds that way.
Well, they have to blame someone,
right,
because dear leader can make no mistakes.
Yeah, it was because his uncle was there sabotaging him is why everything has been failing. Well, now the country will run correctly.
During a undercover hidden camera thing that National Geographic did several years ago.
In North Korea,
where they took their cameras in with an eye doctor, and their story to the North Korean state was, we're here to document the doctor and him training people how to do cataract surgery. But they had some hidden cameras that they took around, and they asked a family that they were able to convince their handlers to let them visit the home of one of the patients.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went into the home, and they said, it's interesting that there are no family portraits. All of the pictures are pictures of Kim Jong-il, or
was ill probably at the time.
Yeah, was Kim Jong-il and Kim Il-sung.
Mm-hmm.
All of the photos were of those.
Yeah.
And so they asked one of the people, like, which one is your favorite? They are all my favorite. And then they were asking some other questions. And one of the questions that Lisa Ling asked was, can the dear leader make a mistake? And the translator said, I don't understand your question.
Right.
Wow.
They would have sunk into the ground rather than answer that question.
Other offenses included half-hearted applause as Kim rose to power and Jang's reckless instruction to security forces to erect a granite block with Kim's signature in a shaded corner rather than in front of their headquarters. Brian Myers, an expert on ideology at Dongseo University in Busan, noted that the denigration of Jang held potential perils for the leadership. It raised questions about his ability to cause so much damage for so long and sat uneasily with North Korea's use of collective punishment. Myers said that this is a member of the clan in a culture where the regime tends to punish entire families for crimes committed by one of them, so it seems odd to be so explicit about his crimes. KCNA, the state news agency, said that Jang had long held a dirty political ambition That's a quote. But dared not to act while Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il were alive. We'll come back with more of this intrigue here in moments. And your calls, welcome on whatever you want to talk about. Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, bad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. And again, that is the ProXPN toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features on our site. We've got the webcam that allows you to watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Free Talk Live listeners. The chat room is built right into the same page as the cam. Go and enjoy for free over at cam.freetalklive.com.
School Sucks Project is a podcast, and it's about real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, parenting techniques, personal growth, and better communication strategies. They also have a YouTube channel where you can go and check out their controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of the government. The ending will shock you. SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here with more crazy North Korea news. This is about Kim Jong-un's uncle. His name is Jang Song-thaek. He has been put to death or is in the process of being put to death by the state there because...
I don't imagine they fool around.
I don't imagine so either.
I mean, they also blew... Didn't... what's his name? Kim Jong-un have somebody blown to pieces by mortar rounds?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did, actually. And he also murdered his ex-girlfriend as well. So they basically put all of the country's policy...
bloodthirsty.
They basically blamed this man, the uncle of Kim Jong-un, who was apparently his second in command. They blamed him for all the country's policy failures, saying that he was essentially trying to destroy the country from the inside out. He was wasting a bunch of money on gambling. He was making pornography. I mean, he was just doing everything that resulted in whatever bad things are going on in North Korea. So now he's been taken care of. In fact, according to the story at The Guardian... they claim that he had dirty political ambitions all along back when he was, because, you know, a lot older than Kim Jong-un. He was involved in the administrations of both Kim Jong-il and Kim Il-sung.
Doesn't this show the failing, though, of Kim Jong-un to have had this guy advising him all along? I mean, I thought that the dear leader was near a god on earth, essentially.
Dear leader cannot make any mistakes.
Except that he did. And this man took advantage of his sort of boyish naivety.
No, it was not dear leader that made the mistakes. It was the advisor who made the mistake.
Having the advisor is a mistake.
Well, hold on. According to state media, this is an actual excerpt from their press release, which they described earlier as basically being rambling. But he began revealing his true colors, thinking that it was just the time for him to realize his wild ambition in the period of historic turn when the generation of the revolution was replaced. So, suggesting that all along he had held these ambitions to take power, but held back during the previous administrations, and now that Kim Jong-un has taken control, this young, naive, dear leader that this man began to reveal. So, no one knew until just now.
Well, because Kim Il-sung was the god. Kim Jong-il was the general, son of God. And so... The current one, Kim Jong-un, is the son of God, which sort of makes him a lesser demigod sort of thing.
I think it's funny how they call their governments the revolution. I mean, how can your government be a revolution when it's been in place for 50 or 60 years?
So Jang has, by the way, been purged twice before. Returned to the forefront of North Korean politics, apparently, when Kim Jong-un took control. Kim Jong-il appeared to have selected him as a mentor figure who could help smooth Kim Jong-un's path to power. Now, you'd think that if you were purged twice from the government of North Korea that you'd
try to avoid it.
That, you know,
Yeah. Maybe
it's this is a hint that it's time to leave. Of course, then again, North Korea is not exactly an easy place to leave for most people. But this guy was able to go and gamble in European casinos. So
once you left, though? I mean,
take your $1 million. You were going to go gamble in the casino.
Where would $1 million? What makes you think you have $1 million?
It said that he had 4.3 million euros.
Obviously, we're presuming they're telling the truth that he went and gambled away millions of dollars. Obviously, we don't know if that's true.
I don't know that that's true at all.
Well, no, we don't know if it's true. It's from state media. But presuming he did have access to some money.
as the second in command for North Korea, he could certainly have raided an account and gotten the hell out of there.
Even if he had no access to money, if he was out of the country, he could have just, I'm gone, and run away.
But maybe the story is partially true. Maybe this man really was this kind of insider who was planning to take down the state and was an insurrectionist. And maybe that's why he didn't want to leave. Maybe he was so dedicated to his cause as an underground member of, or as a member of the underground for freedom there that he was going to risk it all. And he did. I don't know. We don't know what the actual story
is. I have no idea. I think that one of the reasons that people don't leave regimes like this is that they just don't have any access to anything. If you had essentially, I mean, you could be well taken care of in North Korea, but sent out on whatever mission it is that you're supposed to accomplish, diplomatic or otherwise, and you have no real money with which, I mean, so you have to ask yourself, do you want to give up sort of the prestige, the family, you know, whatever level of life that you have in North Korea for something you know, of which you know nothing on the outside world? Suppose you have the option of staying, you know, reasonably well kept in the DPRK, or you have the option of leaving the DPRK with, I don't know,
to the unknown,
$2,000 to your name. I mean, you know, maybe they give you some spending money for buying, you know, meals and things like that, but that's all you got. I don't know what people, if, you know, if my wife and my family was back there, I'd think I'd probably stay.
So Jang, again, had been purged twice before. Adam Cathcart, expert on North Korea, said accusations of factionalism and seeking power were pro forma in such cases, but he noted how specific the charges were and added that, quote, there were certainly discussions about the direction North Korea would take when Kim Jong-il died. It would be natural for Jang to want to be part of a collective leadership system, but North Korea is not moving towards a collective system. It's all about the one leader. It's the divine right of Kim's. Myers added, the most surprising and unprecedented thing is not that someone was planning to overthrow the state, but the implication that he had a substantial number of followers. That's the first ever official admission of significant disunity in the North Korean state itself. Now, that's pretty significant
there. Yeah.
Kim has made, because I've always wondered aloud, you know, to what extent is there an underground? It does exist, you know, we know that much, that there are people in North Korea who are smuggling in flash drives with illegal information on them, or in some cases just illegal things like television shows. So we know there's a black market in existence there in North Korea, and likely behind that black market are people with ideology who, you know, much like the Silk Road and the ostensible man behind the Silk Road, who had a very specific liberty-minded vision for the world, that likely the people who are providing those underground services in North Korea have similar, more freedom-oriented visions, or at the very least, more put-me-in-charge visions. I'm sure there's a variety of them, but there is an underground in North Korea, and how widespread it is something that fascinates me and would be very difficult to really get any kind of grasp on.
How would you know?
Yeah. So more on the way here. Your thoughts. International news, also shocking multivitamin and secondhand smoke studies. We'll share those with you if we get a chance here. And, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com, and please enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. We've got archives that go back all the way to 2006. You can just click and download, and they are yours for free. So do enjoy at freetalklive.com. And share them, too, please.
Well, Ian, you and I have been introduced to a new piece of technology surrounding Bitcoin.
Mm.
It's called CryptoKit. I guess you can go to CryptoKit.com to get it. And it is, I'd say, inarguably the easiest and quickest Bitcoin wallet to set up and the easiest and quickest way to make Bitcoin transactions that I've seen up to date. So there's no more logging into your web wallet or copying and pasting Bitcoin addresses when making purchases. You just open CryptoKit, which is an extension on Google Chrome, and it's only available on Chrome at this time.
Okay.
So if you've got to use Chrome to use it, but if you use Chrome, like I do, you'll find it to be very easy. Everything is absolutely true. So you move your mouse around the window to generate a random Bitcoin address. You fund your wallet from any source, and then start making Bitcoin transactions on the fly right from within your browser, Ian. It'll take the if there's a Bitcoin address on the page, it'll allow you to send money to that Bitcoin address right away.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's incredible.
I honestly haven't tried the Bitcoin side of it yet, but I'm really excited about the PGP option.
There is a messaging service, a secure messaging system inside of it that uses, I thought it was GPG, actually, not PGP.
It is GPG.
GPG, okay.
Isn't that the same thing?
No. I don't know.
PGP is pretty good protection. GPG is
Dolly, it's pretty good.
GNU something, yeah. Something.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong about that because I've used this GPG platform thing to make PGP keys. I think GPG is just some kind of encoder or whatever for PGP. Yeah, I totally don't know.
GPG stands for GNU Privacy Guard.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they use PGP because I use it previous to using CryptoKit. Which, by the way, I'm totally new to CryptoKit. Like, I'm a total noob tonight, and it's pretty easy to use.
It is pretty easy to use.
And so the old program that I used was this program called Cleopatra, which is released by the GPG people, from what I understand. And that allows you to make keys for PGP use and to decrypt things, but it's such a hassle. And it was this program that made me hate PGP because it's just like somebody sends you a message and you have to copy the message. Yep. You have to paste that into a text editing program, save the text file, then go into this Cleopatra program, make sure your keys are inserted in there.
Like.
You have to, then you have to decrypt that file according to the correct keys that then outputs the decryption into a different file. You then open that file and finally, you can read what somebody sent you. This program, CryptoKit, it makes it so much easier.
It makes it so much easier, and that was I think this is fascinating because basically it's encrypted IM that's open all the time, and I think that that's going to be really great, and I'm excited about it. So
it's more than that, though, Mark. It's not just encrypted IM, but you can also encrypt a message and then put that in an email.
Yeah.
So that's helpful, too.
Right. I mean, there's more than I can explain in one of these things because it's just, you know, I just don't know that much and I haven't been using it for a while. But this is, for you early adopters into Bitcoin, this is the extension for you. Just go to CryptoKit.com. You can search for it through the Google Chrome store. And it's spelled K-R-Y-P-T-O. That's crypto, K-I-T. So, kit spelled right, but crypto spelled with a K. K-R-O, K-R-Y-P-T-O, K-I-T.
Lord.
It's hard for me to, you know, spell
just
things out.
Just say crypto with a K. I mean, people don't know how to spell crypto, but
okay.
Yeah, K-R-Y-P-T-O, crypto, kit. Yeah, I'm liking it so far, and obviously as we dig in a little bit further, we're still in the testing phase of it, but thus far it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. So, 855-450 free is the toll-free number here brought to you by ProXPN. Now, we're talking about North Korea, and I wish we were able to get the... We had a call on hold. The call screening line, we usually get like one line of information about what the caller was calling about. Sounded very interesting. They said that in Machiavelli's, one of his papers, that he recommends killing your number two.
Hmm.
And we're talking about how Kim Jong-un has now purged and then set to death his own uncle, who apparently was his number two in command there, accusing him of all manner of different malfeasance that supposedly was going to undermine the entire North Korean state. Kim has made sweeping changes, according to TheGuardian.com, to the hierarchy in North Korea, changing key military personnel repeatedly, as well as removing civilian members. But family members are normally dealt with more leniently and quietly. It's unclear how the position of Jang's wife, Kim Hyung-hui, also seen as something of a mentor for Kim following her brother's death, has been affected, nor is it clear whether Kim himself initiated his uncle's ousting or whether other parts of the elite were behind Jang's fall. While some analysts predict increased instability in the North, those associated with Jang are removed, others argue that Kim has consolidated his position effectively. Patrick Ventrell, the White House National Security Council spokesman, said, if confirmed, this is another example of the extreme brutality of the regime. This, of course, while his own regime is brutally murdering wedding parties in Yemen. So, you know, don't believe for a moment that Kim Jong-un is somehow a worse dictator than Barack Obama or George W. Bush. It's just that here they have this election thing that makes it seem like you get to choose something.
Well... So, I mean, they're not murdering parts of their own government. That shows a high level of instability to me, right?
well, it's just a different government setup. I mean, it would look bad if they did that here. You know, if they were to just kill off, who's the guy, Dick Cheney or whoever the current guy is, Joe Biden,
yeah.
You know, they were to just ice one of those guys. It would delegitimize the state in the United States. But in North Korea, the state exists on a different footing in that people are total true believers in general in the dear leader, and you know he can do no wrong, and so therefore an action like this is seen by the people, not outsiders like us, but by the people in the country, will be seen as a strength move.
Yeah, and I think that this is an interesting question to ask oneself because. You know, we understand that in the U.S. system, the people who are most capable of operating within a system like that are going to be the ones that rise the highest. Obviously, some people are going to get in and learn a little more as they go, and they're going to get better and better. But essentially, those that have the predisposition that it takes to get to that highest level are the ones who are going to get to the highest level. Now, you can decide whether that predisposition is good or bad, but I would contend that predisposition is the same in both parties, that it takes that kind of person, whatever that kind of person is. Now, the question that one has to ask oneself is the kind of person that can rise to the top of the United States, in our form of government, the same kind of person who would do this if jettisoned into the position of power
Absolutely.
In North Korea? Would they kill their non-blood uncle, in order to cement their power?
If they were in his position, absolutely.
And studies show that not only does power attract the corrupt, but that, in fact, that power corrupts the uncorrupted. I mean, the average individual is corrupted by power, so you would think that since it's supreme power, that it would attract the most corrupt and corrupt them further is what the evidence would be. So I would say that, that's interesting. Maybe. Like, I don't know which way I'd put my money, but maybe.
I would dare say that if Barack Obama or George Bush or Bill Clinton or anyone else that has been president in my lifetime, possibly even further back, if they were president for life and knew that they could get away with killing their vice president in order to replace that person, they would do so.
Right. Okay, so that's very interesting. So if they could be, if Barack Obama could have 8 more years in power, if he assassinated Joe Biden, do you think he'd do it?
855 yesterday. 453. You can answer the question if you like, or bring up whatever you might want. 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll free line. We continue with the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Here are the remaining moments. There's enough time for your thoughts. At 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about Kim Jong-un or openness in getting arrested and revealing videos of that, we discussed that in quite a bit of detail in the beginning of the show. If you've missed a moment of the program, all you have to do is go and click and download. We've got archives that go way back at freetalklive.com, live streams, webcam, mobile site that makes it easy to get tuned in, and all of it's free over at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you like the fact that we're here doing this program and providing the ideas of liberty to over 130 radio stations from coast to coast, and by the way, just got an agreement from an old station of ours that has come back on board. Welcome to KMED in Medford, Oregon.
Medford, Oregon. I love They're Harry and David's.
They are back, and they are on now Monday through Friday night from 8 to 10 at night there in Medford. We used to just be on Saturday nights in Medford, we were on Saturday afternoons a while back, and now we are on five nights a week, and maybe we'll get back on weekends there at some point. But it's great to be back on in Medford, so welcome. And you guys in Medford are listening on a delay broadcast, as it is called in the business. So if you would like to hear yourself on the air, then just call us in the second and third hours of Free Talk Live. Our live hours are 4 to 7 Pacific in the afternoon, so call us between 5 and 7, and you'll be able to hear yourself later on the show on KMED. And later on when it airs. So, again, welcome aboard. The reason why we have so many great radio station affiliates is because, well, I've been calling them for a decade. And it's a lot of work to call stations every single day and put the show out there and pitch it to program directors and get them to listen and then hopefully like the show and then maybe later on down the line add Free Talk Live. And Daryl has now joined me in this task as our new affiliate relations person. Actually, not so new anymore. It's been actually about 2 months that you've been on the job. And you've already gotten your first affiliate. You had a very positive call today with another potential two or three affiliates.
Yes.
Basically, a cluster of them, simulcast stations. And so he's already having success at doing affiliate relations for Free Talk Live. And one of the things we've been doing is a fundraiser to try to raise the money to pay Daryl to do this job. And we've raised a good portion of that money at this point. Not quite to the goal. The goal is to raise $950 U.S. dollars per month. And that number, that arbitrary number, was selected because we have five or six different people who have pledged to match up to $950 per month. So we got like $200 from one guy, $200 from another, $100 from another guy, that kind of thing. And so basically these guys are saying, look, we'll match up to $950 per month of Free Talk Live AMP contributions at amp.freetalklive.com. Last week was a pretty good week for AMP. We got over $75 in new contributions last week, which is great news. So thank you to everybody who came on board with the AMP program. They will match one-time contributions, which you can make at amp.freetalklive.com. If for whatever reason you don't want to get on the monthly program, you can just do a one-time, and they'll still match that. But ultimately, the real goal is to reach that $950 in matching or in monthly contributions. Also, Bitcoin is being matched. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Up to $250 U.S. dollars worth of Bitcoin will be matched each month as well. So if you prefer to contribute in Bitcoin, you can do that as well. bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But the AMP program helps not only pay for you, Daryl, but also it helps with advertising to radio stations. Maybe if a station needs a new satellite receiver, we'll buy that for them. So there's a lot of different things. We go to conventions to kind of schmooze it with the bigwigs in the radio business. And all of these things help us in getting the ideas of freedom into more ears. So if you think what we're doing here is valuable and it's worth $5 a month to you, you know, the cost of a fancy cup of coffee, then please send it our way at amp.freetalklive.com. It will be matched, so your $5 will turn into $10 or your $10 will turn into $20. And if you do it before Christmas, you can get Bitcoin. And what I mean by that is your first month's AMP amount, so if it's $5 a month that you AMP, your first month's AMP will be sent back to you in the form of Bitcoin if you send me your Bitcoin address at ian@freetalklive.com. But you only have until Christmas on the Bitcoin deal. The matching thing will continue on for several more months, like something like 10 months, I think is what we have left on the matching offer. So please don't wait. Become an amplifier, amp.freetalklive.com. Now, let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Nathan on the line in Texas. Nathan, you're on Skype on Free Talk Live.
Evening, everyone.
Hey there.
I wanted to talk about Amanda Billyrock, but you brought up some interesting points about free software and stuff.
Okay.
It happens to be the case in free software often, I guess this is mostly with the GNU project, that projects are given somewhat whimsical names. For example, GNU is GNU, stands for GNU's not Unix, when it's basically Unix. So I can tell right away GPG is a Linux open source program because of the whimsical sound of the name.
So you're saying GPG is a PGP program, as I was suggesting earlier?
Right, and that continues a tradition in Linux. I don't know when it started of giving programs somewhat whimsical or playful sounding names. For example, Yak, yet another compiler, or, that's sort of the tradition there in free software.
Gotcha.
And the other free software thing I wanted to cover was, a while ago you asked a question about the Tor network. You were speculating that maybe the Tor network was involved in the fall of Silk Road somehow.
I don't know about that. I mean, there was
Did you ever find out?
No, I mean, we don't know how the feds found the Silk Road server. At least I haven't heard anything
about
it.
It was never revealed how they found the server?
At least
they supposedly found Dread Pirate Roberts with his laptop open at the library next to his house. So, I mean, I suspect that if there's a security breach, it was probably on that laptop.
See, that leads me to believe that he hit a kill switch. He knew he was going to get arrested, so he hit the kill switch, and I don't think they ever actually found the server, okay. But somehow they were able to get access to some of the Bitcoin stuff that was there.
We should call this wild speculation.
Yeah,
talk
I mean,
live.
They claim in their they claim in the indictment of Dread Pirate Robert, or the alleged Dread Pirate Roberts, Ross Ulbricht, that they had taken a full copy of his server. So
is that related to how they found him, you think? They found him first and then the server? Or
no, they found the server first and then they found him, if you believe the indictment.
Oh, okay. Real quick about Ananda Billy Rock, I was thinking, didn't she say before on a previous show that multiple forms of activism, or I guess doing multiple activism at once isn't a good idea when you were getting out of the police car? I think that was it.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, you got out of a police car at a police checkpoint because you were wondering if you could, as an activist, get out of the car and see what they would do, and then you said you regretted doing that.
Oh, I don't regret that for a moment.
Well, yeah, but you said something like, I only wanted to concentrate on the checkpoint aspect, and getting out of the car muddied it a little.
No, I don't think so.
It more
doesn't sound like something I would have said. I mean, it's certainly possible I said something I didn't mean, or I don't recall saying something that I did say.
Retrospective doesn't sound like
you. No, it was one of my intentions to get out of the car during that.
But you said something like you thought, I thought you had said you think activism is diminished when you're doing like multiple, two or three different things at once.
No, I don't recall that at all.
I was wondering, the Billy Rock thing kind of sounds like that, like assuming that everything we heard is true, maybe it was not talking to the police and having an open container and, not having...
Well, hold on. I don't think driving around and one of your friends having an open container is considered activism. That's just a mistake.
Oh, okay.
I think if Ian did say anything about combining activisms, it may have been in regards to, like... open carry, topless, pot smoking.
I have no
rallies.
Problem with that. I fully support open carry, topless, pot smoking. Whatever.
So you don't think it diminishes it or makes it harder to, I guess, draw
makes yours. Makes it harder for people to realize what the message is.
Possible, but whatever. I don't critique that. I've been a supporter of that.
Ian pretty much doesn't critique any activism.
That's unless not true. It's not done in New Hampshire.
That's right.
There could be the greatest thing in the world taking place in Brattleboro, Vermont, and Ian's complaint would be, come a mile and a half across the river.
Why in the world would you do it in Brattleboro?
Yeah. I'm sorry I don't recall that, Nathan, but if I did say that, I apologize.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Again, 855 450 free. I can understand the argument that doing multiple activisms would muddy things, but in some cases, you have to do multiple activisms at once. So, for instance, if I'm going to go out and, if somebody's going to go out and openly smoke a joint, and then, they may want to also non-cooperate with the police, that's doing two activisms at once. I mean, that's totally understandable. There's nothing wrong with that. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget Daryl's website, fpp.cc, and we will join you again tomorrow. We'll give you the shocking medical studies, hopefully the open of the show tomorrow night, because they're pretty iconoclastic. We'll talk to you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth 12-Hour Mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.